So let's take a look at the Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel on the base. It says, I'm starting from about two-thirds of the way down. The last red line is HaChofer. There's a little Zion there. The Ein Mishpat. Ein Mishpat and Mitzvah, that little Zion?
No.
So I said, what's the Gemara? Maybe they still look on
it. I think the lesson would she be.
You got the shame, what's that? HaChofer Guma B'Shabbat. The guy digs a pit, a hole, on Shabbat. The Ein Otzarach El La'Akra. And he doesn't need the hole, but rather he needs the dirt. Pot, Aleha. He's pot. Right? Because really digging is a malacha called chofer. But in pot, why? We'll see. Vafil Rabbi Yehuda Dami Malach Shem Zich Lagufa Chayiv Aleha. Still, honey, you're going to talk in Haim Akal Kielu. In other words, what's the din? The din is that you're chofer Guma B'Shavis, you're pot. Why? And this is Shita of Rebbe Shimon, the famous Shita of Rebbe Shimon, who holds that Malach Shentich Lekufa is Pater, and that's the reason why you're Pater. Then the Gemara says, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, who holds Malach Shentich Lekufa is Chayiv, still, this is the case of Mikalkel, the case of Kilkel. It's not a case of Mechake, it's not a case of Kilkel. Because of the Kilkel, because of the case of Mechakel, you're Pater as well. And therefore, why are you Pater? The answer is the best. The question is, you're Pater about the Malach Shentich Lekufa, according to the Yehuda, you're Pater about the Kilkel. Just the background information to make sure that we're talking about. Maybe three of the most important Shabbos and Shabbos are going to be Darshan and Skagen, although that's not listed to the Shabbos per se, it's like other cases. Number two is the Malach Shentich Lekufa, and the three is the Pater Makalka. That has a mission for what they are. Just to minimize, again, if you get nothing more out of the shoe, this is just one level of no, nothing beyond just the case. If you follow the principle, if you do that irrelevant, that's really, you know, I'm not going to say Diane, because I have all of this cheer coming up, but, you know, you've done a tremendous job of furthering yourself to the animal. I said that somewhat in jest, but I appreciate you smiling. I did not mean that in a derogatory level. In any event, there's a principle called the Darshan Miskazim, which basically means if I do an act and I have no kavanah to do it, that's not really, I'm never tied to those type of things. Because if I'm dragging a bench across the lawn, my whole goal is to drag the bench, but grass may or may not get ripped up. It will get ripped up. That's called the Darshan Miskazim. I have no kavanah to do that. If my intention is X, but Y will nag or even will result, that's called the Darshan Miskazim. That's not our topic. Our topic is something very similar. People confuse the Darshan Miskavim of the Malach Shentich Lekufa. Malach Shentich Lekufa means I intend to do the Malacha. I intend to dig the hole. But I'm not digging the hole for the hole's sake. I'm digging it for the dirt. Right? That's the case. Chofer Gum B'Shavim Ve'en Tzarech El La'Akra. If you want the dirt, not the hole, that's called the Malach Shentich Lekufa. I didn't yet define exactly what and why not. My closest friends will see in a few minutes. But that's case number two. And the major machlokas, what's the halakha? Both by a davar she'eino b'shavim. That's machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says you are. It's Asher. Rabbi Shimon says you are Beit Mosher. Case number two is Malacha She'ena Tzvicha Le'Vachem. And it's also Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Yehuda you are in Chayim. According to Rabbi Shimon it is Asher. Now many people think it's not just by chance that these two principles are so similar to each other and it's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Some people say it's the same thread that goes through this machlok. Other people say, no, it's fundamentally the same. For example, the Rambam does a paskin consistently throughout. The Rambam paskins by Darshan Miskavim, paskins by Rabbi Shimon, but by Darshan Miskavim, paskins by Rabbi Yehuda. So they may or may not be the same issue. Furthermore, the Lashon is Mutter and Asur by Darshan Miskavim, versus Chayav and Pasuk by the Lashon Miskavim. Again, how similar are these principles to each other? Fantastic question. That I have it right now. Maybe we start to analyze all of the different chakras. This is one of the most fundamental slogans. We learn chakras every 4 or 5 times you come across. This slogan comes up 4 or 5 times. Every 10 times, one time you come across, this slogan comes up again. What is the option to the Gufa? What is the option to Skabe? Have a term, understand, etc. In any event, as the last chance of the Gufa, much more relevant for our Sogya, is if you're, an example is you're digging the pit, not for the pit, but for the upper. How do you categorize that? How do you classify that? Just in terms of more back information, Tikkun is Tilkun. Mitaki means you're doing something constructive, productive. You're doing something as a Tikkun. Mitaki means it's destructive, it's counterproductive. If you, for example, if you take a shirt and you rip it on Shabbos, you're puffed. Why? Kriya is puffed from this Mekalkel. However, if you're being Mekalkel Aminat Mekalkel, if you're being Koreya Aminat Lizkor, if you are being Mohe Aminat Lizkor, if you're racing on the condition, so right, well, that is considered Mitaken, and therefore you would be Kakashi. As much as you want to stick around for, we'd love to have you. As much as you don't want to be okay. Good. So back to our Gemara. Now that we have the back information. Hakofer Guma B'Shabbos, we dig a pit on Shabbos, Hevetzach El Afra, you need the third, Hatzar El Lecha. Ba'afilu Reb Yehuda, Dham and Malach, Shem Tzich Lezufa, Chai V'Leh, Hanim Yidin Metakein, Hai Mekal Kelu. Your Hatzar for sure when you're Hofer Guma, either because it says Malach Hashem Tzich Lezufa, according to Hashem, and of course Yehuda, you're Chai V'Leh Malach Hashem Tzich Lezufa, however you're Hatzar because of Kilkul. Okay. Background information. Take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Give me a mask from a calcium. It's about like 5 skinny lines up over here. You got it? Is the Rashi over there? Macalcio, who's the second word on the line? I'm speaking in English, by the way, because I'm doing Chazara. I speak in English to the guys. You can hear a little bit, but I'm giving the guys a little bit of a break because Chazara is doing a random silky shout about the stuff and stuff, but anyway, okay. So I guess don't feel totally lost in this, you know, the English language that potentially could have got them way lost. In any event, Mekalkel, please. Is that Rashi Mekalkel? What does Rashi say? Head Beisel. And the question becomes what? What's Rashi doing to the Gemara over here? The truth is, if you don't get it on your own, I'll show you the Bein Hanan who has a different presentation. It's on Ayin Dalet Aleph. If you have a Gemara, feel free to look. If not, if you have a photocopy, feel free just to listen. It's Ayin Dalet Aleph, it's about 10-12 lines down the Bein Hanan. I'll show you the Bein Hanan and see the difference between him and Rashi. If you don't have it, listen up. Va'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. The first word on the line in my Gemara is Va'afilu. Va'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda d'amar malach ha'shem tzrich l'gufa chayev aleha hani mili b'metakin aval hai d'chofer mekalkel hu b'ein b'bayis b'ein b'sadeh. What does Rashi now do? What's the difference between the Bein Hanan versus Rashi? Textually speaking, what view would you make from Rashi and has Bein Hanan disagree? Correct. According to Rashi, the din of chofer Guma, according to Rashi, applies where? Bias. According to the Bein Hanan, it applies where? Bias and Sada. Or to put that into the larger picture, if you're chofer Guma in your house, according to Rashi, what's the din? Your butt. If you're chofer Guma in a Sada, what's the din? Bias. According to Tosafot, according to the Bein Hanan, what's the din? Potter. We'll have to figure out why. But in other words, when the Gemara was Mechadish over here, when Rabbi Abba said, a Kofer Guma is Potter, where are you being Kofer Guma? According to Rashi, you're only thinking you're digging a hole in your house. Again, they didn't have houses like we do, where why you have to dig and just scratch the wood in your tile floor. They need to live out in the dirt. That's a covering on top of them. So therefore, there's a machlokes we show you as to what the din of the Gemara is. Well, the Gemara passes you, is it a blanket tour, or is it limited specifically to bias, not Sada? what's the next question we're going to want to ask once we've extracted two different ways of reading the Gemara? Is the Gemara talking about all cases like the Beit HaKnesset, or is it talking only in your total talking your bias according to Rashi? What's the next stage we're going to want to do in learning? What's behind the time focus? How are we going to analyze the time focus? Why should the halacha be the chofer guma, the inner sark el afra, the toch hashkadeh, according to Rashi, there is chayim according to Rashi, kind of a bit of malia pasta. The question becomes, what's behind this time focus? If I wanted to analyze this time focus, I break it down to three basic components, three categories of how you have it. Category number one I want to analyze is, what is the malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa? Because, very likely, the reason why I'm puttering is according to Rabbi Shimon, is because it says, malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. It wasn't the malacha. According to Rashi, apparently, or maybe, it's only malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa where? When it's in your house. Or when it's a tzada, maybe it says, malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. That wouldn't take care of Rabbi Yehuda, but it would take care of Rabbi Shimon. The second thing we want to analyze is tikkun versus tilkun. Because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why I'm potter is because it's mekalkel. And if it's mekalkel, then what? I'm potter, but I'm sorry, if it's mekalkel, I'm potter. In my house is definitely mekalkel. What about my son? Is it mekalkel or not? And the third thing we want to talk about is chofer is a form of a malacha, right? Chofer is also a shot. What usher is it? Karisha, a coach. And therefore, if I want to know whether or not digging a hole in my house is mutter us, and we have to understand what's the halachic understanding of digging a hole. How does the Torah understand Karisha? Maybe Karisha means X. Of course I'm chayav, but it means Y. Of course I'm chayav. Maybe the machlokes has nothing to do about the nature of Karisha, but has much more to do with everyone agrees what Karisha is. The question is it constructive or is it destructive to dig a hole in my house? Secret or filkel? Or maybe it depends upon halacha, shetzrit, lagufa. And we'll have to figure out what that principle is and how that operates as to whether or not I have a tour for doing digging a hole in my house or not. And again, anytime you can isolate, methodologically speaking, anytime you can isolate the issue into two or three variables, try your best to analyze each of them. If I want to know whether Dubin and Shmuel together can lift up this table, it depends upon how strong Dubin is, how strong Shmuel is, and how heavy the table is. If I want to know whether or not there's an issue of Karisha, in other words, in the context where you may or may not be the Kaki of a Kalka, in the context where it may or may not be the Gufa, I want to analyze those particular shaitas. So what I do the rest of the shir is take it one at a time. What is Lakshin to the Gufa? I can analyze that. Is there any type of possible Hakira or Lamas that would shed light or help us interpret? It's not broken. Number two would be, how do I understand what is the Pache and the Makalkia? What is Filkel versus Tikkun? And number three is, what is Karisha all about? Questions, comments, thoughts, how we do this? Anyone with me? Good, Vinny? Yeah, what do you got?
How is Pesik Reisha from
Zoom? It's a good question. The simple understanding of Pesik Reisha is not really spelled with us at all, but the simple called Dabashen and Miskavi. And if it's a Dabashen and Miskavi, we pack in like Rabbi Shimon that it's Mutter. However, if it's a Pesik Reisha, maybe even a situation for Nikolai. If it's a Pesik Reisha, then you might not be able to use the heter of Dabashen Miskavi. Whether or not Pesik Reisha is relevant to Rosh Hashanah Lagufa is a discussion that is somewhat in the purview of our shir, but meaning more related, but not really.
In our thinking,
and I'm you're 100% certain going to end up in the hole. A malacha shen tzrich l'gufa, and it's dependent on what it is, but the standard explanation of malacha shen tzrich l'gufa is that we are 100% certain you are going to end up with the usher result. Now, according to Yehuda, that's why you're tired. We'll have to figure out what you mean, that's why, but something about that, that's it. Could be all get better to Maisa. Could be, by definition, you have the intention, or you have enough intention, or just recognition. I don't know what I mean this far. At least right now, it isn't this time. But according to Shimon, who is Potter, why are you Potter? And that's what we discuss right now. Yeah, I think you would have to forget the difference between bias and sada. That only is going to be like a lumbish shayla about the halachic status of your bias and your sada. The machlokes is going to be probably more about halachic shabbos. You with me? In other words, you don't want to put the machlokes about the nature of a sada. Because, I mean, it's going to probably boil down to that succeed. In other words, go ask the form. Like, how similar is the bias and the sada? We don't want the machlokes to depend upon the see if the facts are ground, we want to depend upon halachic principles. Okay. So let's start off. There's an interesting sugya on Sadi Gimel and Sadi Dali. I know you don't have it in front of you, but the Gemara has the following thing. The Mishnah says, that there's a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Let's say you carry out something on Shabbos because you don't want it in your house. Let's say there's a dead body in your house. You carry it out on Shabbos. So says the Tanakhama, you're chayav. Rabbi Shimon says potter. So the Gemara assumes this is the standard sheet that Rabbi Shimon has said the Lach Shemitah was with. Let's see how Rashi interprets. Rashi has his followers listen up at Dab Sadi Gimel and basically have the Rashi, great, if not, so I only have a chance to have a question before he got it. Rabbi Shimon Potter, I feel of a mace shalim to have a malacha shem tikh lagufa, the chol macha, malacha, shem tikh lagufa, ella listalka me ola, have a malacha shem tikh lagufa. What is a malacha shem tikh lagufa? He tells us, it's ella listalka me ola. You just want to get it out of here. The Beritzono lo ba lo, lo ha yitzarech la hilka, lav melech makshevet hila Rebbe Shimon. According to Rebbe Rashi, why did Rebbe Shimon patam a melech of Shem Tichel Gufa? Why do you not fall under the category of melech makshevet? Melech makshevet is after Torah. The Torah only answers melech makshevet. If it's not a melech makshevet, you're Potter. Melech Shem Tichel Gufa is not a melech makshevet. But what is a melech makshevet? What is a melech of Shem Tichel Gufa according to Rashi? Before, what he's saying, I know you guys can look at the side. What? Correct. If it's unwanted act. If you're doing the malacha for an unwanted result, I don't want a pit. I don't want the class. I'm digging a pit. I don't want the pit. What do I want? The dirt. I don't want the mace over there. I want him out of my house. I don't want the result. What?
Is there
How so? Nira Lari, the Malacha Shemtik Lagufa, Kari Kisha Os, the Malacha, the Ain La Oso Tsarach, the Ain Shahayu Tzrichim Lab and Mishkan, Ella La Indian Akhair. Yet Tarsham Lab Nas Vishmila, the Mishkan, who goof, Ha Malacha Vishal Rasha. According to Tosfos, what is the definition of a Malacha Shemtik Lagufa? Something that has a different function, you're doing it for a different function than that of the Mishkan. Because according to Rashi, it's an unwanted act. According to Tosfos, it's not unwanted, but rather it's something that has a different function in the Mishkan than that of what you're doing. In the Mishkan, when they dig hole, they dug it for the hole, not the dirt. In the Mishkan, when they carried out a mace, they did it for, or when they carried out something, they want something there, not they wanted it away from. Just in terms of taking that step back and making two quick points before we get back to our sugya. Point number one is, anytime you ever have some kind of principle, it's not the standard, one should, or it's not the classic way, it's not
know, kol fraguma beinitzach el la'afra. I don't want the standard thing. I want it only for the la'afra. How much is that an objective thing, and how much is that a subjective thing? According to which Rishon in Malachi Shemtiv Kugufa, an objective thing? Correct, those numbers. Whether it's done in the Mishkan or not is what I care about. If it's done in the Mishkan, it's Malachi Shemtiv Kugufa. If it's not done for the purpose of the Mishkan, it's Malachi Shemtiv Kugufa. According to Rashi, it's much more subjective. We care about my personal thoughts and desires. Point number one. Just in terms of like, for a standard way of thinking. Point number two, and this is a great question that I hope the Shabbos in general, how much do the malachas reflect what was done in the Mishkan versus reflect, I guess we'll say something else for this time. In other words, the malachas that we do, the 39 of them, they definitely were linked to the Mishkan. Is it a strong linkage? Is it connected to the point where all the details are learned out from the Mishkan as well, like most folks seem to argue? The definition of lush is in the movement linked to the Mishkan as well, or no? There is some type of linkage, but it's not the primary linkage. There's actually a machlokes we showed at the beginning of Shabbos as to whether or not Chazal thought of the 39 most creative acts and then found them in the Mishkan, or they looked in the Mishkan and they enumerated the lashes that were done, and that's how they got there. In other words, it's a question of how linked is the Mishkan to the Malachos. How much do the Malachos have, are they us, because they are creative acts that God doesn't want us to do? And if the Mishkan is like a Tanan, or something like that, or how much is it the Mishkan, the source of the Malachos? And that's a question which I don't want to deal with right now, but it's worthwhile. We've touched upon it enough to articulate and express it properly, yet nonetheless, it's not our predominant social thing. What I want to talk about is this Machlokes from Rashi Tosfos. What is really a halacha she'en tzvi'ah mitzvah? So, lechora, a halacha she'en tzvi'ah mitzvah is one of two things. According to Rashi, what is it? An unwanted act. According to Tosfos, what is it? So that was not mentioned. What would be a conceptual difference between that? According to Tosfos, the only way to make it a malacha shetzricha legufa would be what? To do the purpose, have the purpose of the Mishkan. According to Rashi, however, what potentially could, a purpose could there be? Yeah, as long as I subjectively want it, or in other words, it's no longer under the category of unwanted, now it is wanted, arguably what? I could be happy. Well, let's take a look back to our case over here. What's the bar for Sotah Bilhanan? According to Bilhanan, why is this A? Maybe one could argue what? According to Bilhanan, it doesn't make a difference where you are. You're inside, you're outside at the end of the day, as long as you are digging the pit for what? For not the purposes of the Mishkan. Objectively, it doesn't matter where in the world you are, maybe a body being a son, it could be anywhere. When I not Benina, objectively, this act is a lot of shit here to the However, maybe Rashi will disagree and hold the Shitasa. It could be nice. Rashi would hold that the definition of a malach shin is written for gufa is what? It's unwanted, and the answer is a hole in my house is very much unwanted. However, a hole in a sadeh could be wanted. One may argue that there is some type of positive result in that. It's significantly less destructive than in my house. And one may argue that there is an element of tikka there, there is a positive element to it, and therefore maybe it's actually a malacha shef, tzricha l'gufa. If that would be correct, according to Rashi, it would be an unbelievable chiddush, which would be not only in body, would Rabbi Yehuda say, not only in a sadeh habit, would Rabbi Yehuda say it's chayim, but even what? Even Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon would say it's chayim because we're suggesting it's not a malach hashem tzricha l'gufa, it's a malach hashem tzricha l'gufa, and even Rabbi Shimon would agree there. This is one possible head for this machlokes.
Rashi works out very nicely. It's a little bit of a jump to assume that Rebbeinu Chananel learned like Tosfos, but it's not a crazy jump, and it's actually a nice theory over here.
Let's think around the questions, and I'll offer my other two kinds of suggestions. One to one.
Rashi is claiming that the editing is fine or something really wrong or nothing.
Yeah, Inachinam, you're right. It could be, one could even suggest that Rebbeinu Chananel would accept Rashi's definition of the law of change with the blue flag. And the question would be, well, is this a constructive or destructive thing? Is this a good thing? Well, there's a question of how much, there is a question, how much interplay or overlap is there between the law of Shem Tikkun Gufa and Tilkul and Tikkun? According to Tosfos, is there a lot conceptually? Not really. According to Rashi, they're very much made unwanted. Sounds similar to destructive, although not the same, and one it would sound more like constructive, at least you imagine a strong overlap. Now the truth is, even from the words of the Gemara, you get that impression that there is an overlap. Let's just look back in the Gemara and I and Gimel for a second. When the Gemara presents it, the Gemara doesn't present it with these two different variables, it kind of links them a little bit, which is, Amr of Abba, Hachov Agum B'Shav Zin Tercha L'Abba Pater Lab, V'Afil Rav Yehuda Damr Melach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa, Chai V'Leha, Pani Mili sounds like what? Metaki into Ahai Makalkilu. Honey mean Metaki. Ahai Makalkilu. What does honey mean sound like? What's funny about the word honey mealy? I'll tell you what I think is funny. I think you're a little bit, it's surprising that you get the impression that Rabbi Yehuda, what can I argue, Rabbi Yehuda always said, Chayiv on. Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, and Kilkul is a totally separate halakha. So it's for halakha support. It's a totally separate halakha. That's not the impression you get from the Gemara. Textually speaking, what do you get from the Gemara? Rabbi Yehuda only is Mechayim Ana Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa when it's Metaki, but not when it's Mechalki. So Hani Nili seems to suggest that what? That Tikkun and Tilkul are somehow under the larger umbrella category, under the rubric, under the, you know, halakhic category of Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa from Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. So there is a little bit of an overlap. Tosfos, you can probably play down the textual point. Rashi, I think, plays it up. Do you see from the words of Rashi that he plays it up? One second. Yeah. Take a look at Rashi with a mask on the packing. Take a look at Rashi with a mask on the packing. Last one, Lattice of Packing. To Mamot DSMAs for Kovo, in a car for Gufo, the Hotsa, the Lola Mate, Ella Lutnos with no Beto, the Hotsa had Trichel of Gufo before she would serve with Chot, the Chapit, Zeb and Moko Macher. No, sorry, that's not the right Rashi. That is Rashi which talks about as to how he defines Malach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa. I'm not sure. I thought I remember Rashi seeing the link. Draw the link. Well, maybe it wasn't here. Maybe it was Rashi. Yeah, I'm not looking at it. Okay. I don't know. In any event, one machlok maybe as to whether or not this can be called a Malach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa for a subjective day. According to Rashi, it might be subjective day. Maybe the Rebbeinu Chananel holds a close. One of the guys who kind of do the small who have that question, maybe the Rebbeinu Chananel may even hold, like Rashi, that it's a subjective thing. However, the question is a hold and a sad that good thing or a bad thing, is it seeking or a guilt? Now the truth is, that could be true, but they're not defined, that could be the house number two in the Mount Locus, where everyone agrees what the Locus should be for Google is, and the Mount Locus is how we look at Harisha, is it a tikkun or a guilt? And that'll be option number two. And therefore, I'm 100% convinced you, and you're right, that this is not the only mahalo for Rashi and Rebbeinu Chananel, but it is a mahalo. Or I'll say differently, if I had to guess, I would guess both of my Daftari Dali, probably both of my old Shaku, and two others, and remember, both of my Daftari Dali probably conclude like Rebbeinu Chananel, even if it's for other reasons. Maybe one lesson to say is, this Hakira, as you had to find the Lashon Tzrich L'Gufa, should lead to the following possible not to be.
Yeah, you look down.
Still, according to Rashi, it's the body, the muscle that you want is to be standing apart.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I want the dirt. So from the launch, it's just the group up because it's
that thing you want.
No. I'm sorry, again, at the launch of the group, you're definitely doing the muscle. In other words, when I carry the mace out, am I doing it for, in other words, is it a wanted or an unwanted thing? The hole, I guess it's a classic one. The hole is what is actually the muscle. I'm digging the hole. Having dirt is just a byproduct. I understand. According to Rashi, I don't really want the hole, I just want the dirt. But digging the hole, having dirt is not a problem, it's digging the hole that's the problem. Now the question is, do I look at my intention? Am I looking to dig a hole, or am I looking to have the dirt? Now the truth is, in this particular case, both Rashi and Tosafot have to agree, because, you know, the question is, according to Rashi, could there be a case where it is wanted, yet it's not the function and the mission? And I'd like to suggest, maybe that's true for the case. A call for Guma, the toe, ha, sorry. Mouth number one. Mouth number two, I think, is cool. Yeah.
Those who want to give a full heifer, if a malacha chain of people would use in a few called Guma, meaning, if it's not a malacha that we find the mission, is it you want to give a full heifer at that point?
There's no such thing as malacha in that part of the Mishnah. Maybe it depends upon what is tikkun and what is pillow. For example.
Two pieces of background information that tied all together.
The Mishnah in the Sechet Bava Kama about Lam and Dal has a case. Let's say if I burn down your field or something, if I burn down your field, I'm tied. It's going to be other than that, or Asian, not the general. However, if I do it on Shabbos, I'm talking about the principle of halacha called give way to the rabbi now. There's a halacha called give way to the rabbi now. You guys like that for you? Now, in other words, if I am chai both Misa and Mama, in that, the Torah will be mandating the greater of Israel. If I shoot an arrow, Dalit Amos, the Shur Sarab, and it goes into a person, and the damage of his shirt, I'm talking to the deacon and cry on him. Same way the rabbi and I think it's a greater two punishment. It couldn't be known that I could create a two punishment, but even if I did the greater one for Shogate, I would still be punished. For example, if I accidentally write up your field on Shabbat, I'd be punching the deacon even though I'm not getting the Misa. It might not be the ownership that Hunter is the less severe thing, but rather it's the might of error somehow that prevents the other one, potentially. In any event, the Gemara there has a case. If you remember the account that Lamadal said, the case is you burned down the field of Shogate, and therefore you are. Therefore, you are, I guess, putter on the, what's it called? You're putter on the field, so you show the child. The case, we're going to have a discussion on this topic. Rashi interprets the word shogeg as follows. Rashi says, it doesn't really mean shogeg. Rashi says, it's followed. Posted by that Lama Hay, Lama Thomas. About Masnith and the Shogay, the Gemara, Pashas, Mishnah, some of the case of the Shogay, Pairs for Puntress, the Rogo, Muki Masnith, the Low Boy Law, from Pachar may also Pashas Shogag Pachar. In other words, the case is not really that you're Pachar, not really the Shogay, but it's similar to the same reasons as the Shogay, which is
It's a case, the low boy la afro, in other words, you burn down the field, you don't really need the edge. The in halasha and mashmah case, number one, that's the way you read the model. But oh, the low gummy la shogeg, she yesh bo isim alacha, about half, eight bo isim alacha, and we yesh bo isim alacha, the shogeg, the baham milsa da shemina, who gummy the shogeg, ma shor, the shogeg, afshor, who the shogeg, feel hockey, it depends on the case, yeah. Rashi interprets shogeg to be lav, dafka, or rather a case of gilko. And Tosa says, no, it's dafka means shogeg. Tosfos asks on Rashi the following passion. This is what I think is an important thing. You're right. Number one is textual thing. Why would they show again? Because it's similar to Shogun. Then Tosfos says, speaking sharper, don't tell me Hilkel is similar to Shogun, because Hilkel is not even a malacha at all. The low dummy of the Shogun, sheyesh bo isim malacha, about Khan, ain't bo isim malacha. Says Tosfos, shogeg is not similar to hilko. Why? Because shogeg has no, sorry, shogeg has an iser, but hilko has no iser at all. That's what Tosfos says. What does that mean? How does that help? I'd like to suggest there are two different ways of understanding the relationship between being the pastor and the house. Option number one is that when you violate a law, when you did the malacha, you did the malacha. However, if you did it, the kilkul that was kilkul is a torah. The Torah says you did the kilkul that once it is, you're fine. That's one way. There is, however, a second way, which is not that area, yeah. Well, there is this thing from Aminas and Hakim. We'll get
that. It doesn't make it at all.
Correct. It could be the definition of Malachis Machshavet is that Tikkun is Machshavet. In other words, how do I understand this halacha? If you do exactly, we're lowering the filtration floor. Is it that the Torah only made it a malacha to construct it? And if it's not a constructive act, it's not a secret, it's not a pocket, the Torah never was machayev in the first place. Alternatively, what? One could suggest that the Torah was machayev across the board and they just pocketed you during certain situations. Which situation? Kilko. Is that it's always malacha minus kilko, or is it never malacha unless it's a nikra? You know the difference? There's a nice little hakir that people have. And they argue that the post is what he means. I'm not Lama Hay over here when he says but oh, the low dummy the shogeg sheesh bo isser malach. About Khan Ebo isser malach. People think that this would be Tosfos, this would be Rashi. According to Rashi, shogeg and Makal Tail are very similar. They're both are malachos that you're pucker on them. They have on the tour. According to Tosfos, they don't have a tour, but rather what? Shogeg may have a tour, but Mekalkel is not even a malacha in the first place. And that may be what Tosfos' kasha is about a kama on Rashi. This is correct. The Talmudic, I'm going to quote from using this theory in an interesting shayla that comes up in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara there, Mishnah, lists all the 39 malachas, this malacha, that malacha. And there are many of them that are kilkul. For example, kriya. If you tear something, you're potter, unless it's what, Tovia? Aminaz in this bar, Aminaz is happening. Or for example, mechita, if you erase. It's only chayiv if it's Aminaz, but it's over. There are a few other ones. Soter, if you you do stira, you destroy something. You're only chayiv soter if it's what? Alminat, live notes. And there are other examples. The fourth one. What's the fourth one? I don't remember.
mechaber. If you put out a fire, it's mechaber. It's only chayav al minat to what's it called? What happened to relight it like that? In any event, it didn't give you. What about matir? If you untie a mat, are you chayav right away, or are you only chayav when what? When if it's al minat, lichshar. How would you look at matir? The truth is, it's actually not looking to be Rashi, and I heard the Tosfos and the Rishon Lezion. Here's how the Ein Gimel Rabbah. It's based upon a Gemara back in Ein Dal. I'm not going to show you the whole thing. It's rather worth a while to see it, but I'm kind of right now. I've got a shorter time than I want to do. According to Rashi, it says, according to Rashi, the way Tosfos told Rashi, the din is, I'll read it quickly. Lefi Mashpirish Rashi, big Gemara, blah, 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 blah. Mash with the mechayev below al minat lichshar. According to Rashi, you're chayev across the board, and according to Tosfos, you're putter. If it's shalom al minat lichshar, or in other words, if it's certainly if it's al minat lichshar, what's it in? You're chayev. Let's see if we just untie it out. So one may ask, how? What find this machlokes over here? If I untie, is that constructive? I.e. Rashi would say yes, and according to Tosfos, the answer would be is destructive. And it depends on how much it doesn't matter. Correct. If your matir shalom minat lichshar, according to Tosfos, it's yoke. According to Rashi, it's tikkun. Hold on a second. So the question is, well, which one is it? Is guys constructive or destructive? And if we see, you know, I don't know. The chorus, the machlokes, the machlokes, we see. When salvation came along, and said, watch more.
And then we're closest to all that if we look at in order to be the high of it, we have to
do that. So, if a matrix says if you map here, certain of it, certain things are objectively constructed. Certain things are objectively constructed. For example, if you build a building, that's a constructed thing. If you destroy a building, but no purposes of rebuilding, then it's destructed. If you burn down a house, that's destructed. If you burn down with purposes, do whatever. Math here is neutral, it's hard. It doesn't have a particular identity. It's not positive or negative. The question is, how does the Torah view hard things? So Shmuel is perhaps the salvation that is found. If I believe that Mitzhakim is a what?
Makes it hard.
Mitzhakim exactly makes you chayiv. If I believe that Tikkun is the Mechayiv, so what's the halakha by something neutral? Fuck, that's supposed to push it out. However, if I believe that really I'm chayiv, unless there's a kilkil, so neutral would be chayiv, that's rational to us. It could be, this is my salvation, this machlok is by matir, Rashi versus Tosfos from the Beit Hanan, might be the exact same thing down to Baba Kama. If I believe that I'm always chayiv, unless there's a patur of kilkul, so does neutral have a patur of kilkul? No, so I would be chayiv. However, if I believe I'm always patur unless it's metaking, is neutral metaking? No. Again, just in terms of this thing, you know, if we're lowering the ceiling, we're raising the floor, if we lower it this much, we raise it this much, there's a little bit of room in the middle. If it's that, you're always putter, unless it's actual tikkun, well, makalka might not be tikkun. If you're always chayiv, unless it's makalka, neutral might not be makalka either. Or in other words, neutral doesn't fall in either category. So the question is, what is the default if it's not tikkun or kilkul? That may be tikkun and makalkas. Rashi comes over here, which depends upon exactly the makalkas. Rashi comes above a kama, which may be exactly our machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanan, which would be nice for Rabbeinu Hanan to hold. What about Matir? He holds like Tosfos, which would be what? That the Matir is the, I'm sorry, the Mitakin is the Machayim, not that Makalkil is the Tur. Why is that relevant? Maybe one can argue as follows. If you dig a hole in a house, is that a constructive or destructive act? However, what if you dig a hole in a field?
Is that considered Harisha? I don't know. Maybe the tenth of Tammuz has it. It may be a neutral hat. Sometimes holes and fields are very helpful. Sometimes not helpful at all. Maybe one can argue, just like Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that Matir, Shalom Minasal Tate, is neutral. I would like to argue, maybe Chot Raguma, Ve'enesar Kavala Afra, in a field would be neutral as well. And the exact same Machlokas as Rashi versus Hosman the Rebbe Hanano is the exact same Machlokas here of Rashi versus the Rebbe Hanano. Whether or not you like the Kahala or not, this is a major yesod legabe, the field of being a Taki on Shabbos and the tour of Mikhail. Yes, what's up?
I forgot what you mentioned in Shabbos, but like the cases where you, like you mentioned, you drag it, and like you're making like a barrel.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be induction of Scabby, not induction of Mikhail.
Oh,
okay. Right? In other words? Okay. Okay. This is Mahalath number two. I'd like to open up one last Mahalath. Mahalath number three. May depend upon not whether, what maybe everyone would agree, the Melakshin is Mahalath. And it's not a shadow whether it's Makalkel or Makalkel. But rather the question is, well, what is Kofar? If I wonder from Kofar, from Kofar Vorber, you know, from Kofar Guma, the Shabbos, what is Harisha all about? So the truth is, earlier on the Amud, see a little bit of what Harisha is about. Take a look at the Gemara 91. Hachoresh, Tana. Hachoresh, Vahachofer, Vahachoresh, Kula Malach Achatin. Amram Shesh, Haisalo, Gav Shushit, the Nutla, the Bayez, Kayev, Hashem Bona, the Sada, Kayev, Hashem Choresh. I'm sorry. Again, first line, Tana Hakorish, Bachov, Bachorit, Kula Malach Akatin. They're all under one category. Rashi, just to the left of the two lines down, Malach Akatin. Eno Chayit al Akat, the Kulhu Lirikuyay Ara Avide. According to Rashi, what's the definition of Harisha? Ripuyasa Ara. What does Ripuy mean? What? And it means to improve the quality of the land. That's what I thought meant. In other words, to make the land softer. Again. Literally, to weaken the land, to improve the quality of the land. The goal is you are fertilizing, or not really fertilizing, but you accomplish that goal when you stick a knife in the ground a bunch of times, or a type of other material, or other utensil, you weaken the land, you make it softer, and that's what you're doing with the land. According to the Bein HaKanan, there's a different lashon. If you look to the side, look at the bottom of the page, three lines up. The Bein HaKanan. It says, "Asik nu kol elu mishem Harisha." All these things because of the Harisha. Kol shehi liyafot hakarke v'sada chayim mishem cholish. What is the difference between how the Bein HaKanan calls it versus Rashi? Is it ripui or is it ipui? Look back here at the front of that. Is the goal that you are inherently making the land softer, weaker, improving the quality, or is it that you're being miyafa et hasada? In other words, you're improving the entire field. Lamai napkinina. There's a few wild napkinina. Number one is there's an unbelievable shita in the Shmira Shabbos. In the Shvisas Shabbos, it's one of the Akhlas, of course, two different days. It's found in Malachas Choresh Hostes. The Shvisas Shabbos, if you clean up all the garbage and gather it off the field, you pick up all the rubbish and get rid of it, that could even be considered Choresh. One day it says yes, one day it says no. How in the world is that choresh? You're not digging any hole. The answer is you're not doing refoy at all, but what are you doing? You're digging the outside, you're improving the quality of the land. Number two. Not coming to number two. Let's say there's a sada sheino royal Israel. It's not royal Israel. You will never ever plant there. It's a foul, poor, terrible field that you'll never ever be able to plant. What's the halacha? There's the Magen Avraham. Not a problem. Even if you dig holes in it. Aye, why aren't you doing Harisha? And many Achronim disagree with Moshe, and many Achronim disagree. People like the Clark, that this Mach Lokus may depend on our question as well. If the goal is improving the quality of the land, the Ripoy, so potentially be positive. If it's, you know, just fixing up the Sadeh, you fix up the Sadeh Mimanusha. In any event, many people would like to suggest that this Mach Lokus Rashi and the Rebbeinu Chananel as to whether it's a Refoy or a Yifoy, it's the exact same amount of here as well. And again, it's Rashi and the Rebbeinu Chananel, the Shikasa. According to Rashi, what are you doing to this? Are you being Merabe and Sada? The answer is yes. But if, maybe according to the Rebbeinu Chananel, you're not being Yafit, it's not any more Yifoy, it's not any nicer, it's not any better because there's a hole in the middle of the field. And it could be the machlok is made depending upon the nature of melach and shikla gufa, the nature of tikkun versus tilkul, or the nature of harisha. Is it intrinsically softening of the land, in which case you'd be chayav for what you're doing out there? On the other hand, if it's looking at the larger picture, if you're looking at the larger sada as a whole, is it more or not more prepared for planting? The earth answer may be no, because there's a huge field in the middle of it. Considered a negative thing, and potentially that'd be the spark for the Rebbeinu Chananel.